turn to Amos chapter 3 and verse 3 this morning. That'll be our first passage. Amos chapter 3 and verse 3. And the rest of our lesson will be built on that this morning. I have for you a very simple lesson. I won't keep you here for an hour like I usually do. I just have a few minutes. Four passages. That's all we're going to read this morning. We're just going to talk about how they are tied together. And so the title of the lesson this morning is Walking with God. Walking with God. And if you are reading there in Amos, chapter 3, let's begin in verse 1. Hear this word that the Lord has spoken against you, O children of Israel, against the whole family which I brought up from the land of Egypt, saying, You only have I known of all the families of the earth. Therefore, I will punish you for all your iniquities. Can two walk together except they be agreed? And so we see here in verse 3, he asks the question, can two walk together except they be agreed? Will two people choose to spend time together? Can they walk at the same pace? Can they walk in the same direction unless they are agreed? If they are fighting, if they have different goals, if they have a different destination in mind, they cannot walk together. Can two walk together except they be agreed? The answer is, of course, no. You cannot walk together unless you are in agreement. What does it mean to be in agreement? Well, he talks about it here in verses 1 and 2. He says that they had had a falling out. Their goals and the Lord's goals were no longer the same. God wanted them to live by his statutes and in his righteousness, and they had refused to do so. They had gone in a different direction, and they were no longer walking together. They had a special place with him. They were his family. They were his people. His first love. And yet, they had turned away from him, and they were no longer walking together. So if we want to walk with God, if we want to walk in the same direction and get to where he is in heaven someday, then we have to walk in the same direction that he has walked. We have to go in the direction that he points us to go, not the direction that we desire, and not the direction we want to go, not the direction that's easiest, perhaps, or prettiest, perhaps, or the direction that makes most sense to us. Instead, we walk in the way that he gives us. Can two walk together except they believe? So this idea of walking refers to, of course, the manner of life, and that's what I'm getting at this morning. We're not literally walking, holding God's hand anymore. Adam and Eve were the last ones to do that, or perhaps whoever spent time with Jesus, but we have his word to light that path for us. We have his word to describe the direction that we should go. And so we can walk with him in our manner of life. Turn with me to 1 Peter chapter 4 for our next passage. 1 Peter chapter 4, and verse 1. For as much then as Christ hath suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves likewise with the same mind. So here's the idea of walking together, being of the same mind with the same goals, the same aspirations, the same way together. So we want to be of the same mind. Arm yourselves with the same mind. For he that hath suffered in the flesh hath ceased from sin. So it's not going to be easy to walk with the same mind as Jesus Christ. You're going to suffer a little bit. It's going to be hard. You're not going to always understand why. It's going to seem wrong according to the knowledge of the world. It's going to seem like maybe it will harm you. It's going to seem like an avalanche is coming down on you at times, but it doesn't matter. Because you have demonstrated that you have ceased from sin whenever you take on this responsibility of having the same mind. That he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh to the lusts of men, but to the will of God. For the time past of our life may suffice us, that we wrought the will of the Gentiles when we walked in lasciviousness, lust, excess of wine, revelings, banquetings, and abominable idolatries, wherein they think it strange that ye run not with them in the same excess of riot, speaking evil with you, who shall give account to him that is ready to judge the quick and the dead. So we no longer live after the flesh. We no longer live after the lusts of men, but we turn to the will of God. We turn to that way that he has given to us, that he has shown us, that we may walk with him. And we take up that path and we do that. In times past, we had walked in a different direction. We were not walking with God. We were walking after men. We were walking after the gratification of the flesh and the things that the flesh tells us that we need. And we had put idols in the way so that we could not walk down the path that God has given to us. But notice what he says here in verse 4, wherein they think it strange that you run not with them. Why? Because you are running with God now. You are not running with them. You are walking with God. You have agreed with him to walk in his path, and you will walk with him. Not with those who are going to be judged one day for all of these things that he lists in verse 3. So the world looks at you, notices that you're going in a different direction and that you're not walking with them. They will question you. They will make fun of you. They will speak evil of you. They will put lots of pressure on you. They will make it hard. They will make it monetarily not worth your effort. It might cost you your job. It might cost you your friends. It might cost you your family. It might cost you your life. But all the more proof that you're walking with God and not with men. And so we want to walk with God. We don't want to walk with these people. We want to walk with those other people who are walking with God. We want to have that in common. Whenever we walk, whenever we submit ourselves to him, notice all of these things that you have to give up. It's not easy and it's not fun. It's not desirable from a fleshly standpoint, but it's what we must do to submit ourselves to him. To recognize his authority, the authority that he has to tell us which direction is the right direction. Someone treating him as someone who knows what is the right direction. If you go to a different city and you get lost, you ask someone directions, you might ask them, are you from around here? And if they say, no, I'm visiting just today, you probably wouldn't ask them for directions. You might go to someone who has some sort of authority. They know. They understand how it was you got here. You can tell them where you're going, and they know where you're going, and they can help you get there. That's who God is. He is the way, the truth, and the life. The world will try to convince you that if you go down his path, you're giving up life, but that's not true. That's not reality. You are making a break with the world so that you can have a relationship and walk side by side with God. We don't walk with him because the flesh says it's the right thing to do. We do it in spite of the flesh, submitting to his way. Why? Because he's not going to change the way just because we want to do something different. He's not going to look at us and see that we want to take a different path, that we want to set up our own idols along the way, that we want to decide what is good and what is pleasing to him. And he's not going to say, okay, I'm going to change the way. I'm going to create a new path just for you. That's not the way it works. Because we, all of us, will give account to him that is ready to judge the quick and the dead. The alive and the dead will give an account for the path that they walked and who they walked it with. Are we walking it with the world, hand in hand, with fellowship and sharing of the world, communion with the world, or are we walking with God? Turn with me to Galatians chapter 2, a letter to the Galatians. Once we get on the path to walk with God, we'll find that there are others walking that path. There may be a lot, there may not be a lot, but they're there. They're on the same path that we are on, and so we have this in common with them. In verse 9 here in Galatians chapter 2, he says, "And when James, Cephas, and John, who seemed to be pillars, perceived the grace that was given unto me, that is Paul, they gave to me and Barnabas the right hands of fellowship, that we should go unto the heathen, and they unto the circumcision." And so, here you can see that because they saw the truth and the grace that Paul had, that he was teaching, that God had given to him, they saw that Paul was on the path to walk with God. And so they reached over and took his hand and said, "Let's go together. Let us spend time together. We're teaching the same things. We have the same goals. We're trying to bring others onto the path with us." And so whenever we walk with God, we walk with those that walk with him. And we try to bring others with us. We look about us and we see people who are willing, who are ready to walk with us and to walk with God. We take them by the hand and say, "Obey God and walk with us." And so this fellowship that we have with each other, notice that he says here that Paul and Barnabas should go into the heathen. So they didn't stay in the same place. They were separated geographically. But yet they continued to have fellowship because they were still on the same path. They still had the same manner of life, the same desires, and the same God. Because they had that in common and because they were sharing that, they had fellowship. And so James, Cephas, and John, they stayed and they taught those in Jerusalem, and Paul and Barnabas went into the heathen, the uncircumcised. But the message is the same. Whether you're circumcised or uncircumcised, Jew or Greek or Gentile, it doesn't matter. The message is the same from God. Here is the path. I'm on it. Come and join me. If you agree, then we can walk together. And so our final passage this morning is in 1 John chapter 1. To kind of bring all of this together, continuing the idea of fellowship, beginning in verse 1. "That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon and our hands have handled, of the word of life. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it and bear witness and show unto you that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested unto us. That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. We have fellowship one with another. We have fellowship with God whenever we walk with him. And that walk is not in darkness. That walk is in lightness. That walk is in the light. The light that he has shown to us through his Son and through his teachings in the Word. And so whenever we agree to walk in the light, we agree to walk with God. And we become one, because he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit. And we get on the same path together. We don't lie about the fact that we're already perfect and that we're already in the light. We don't deceive ourselves or others. We search out what the truth is, because that's where God is. He gave us the truth. Whenever we make our lives, whenever we make the greatest aspiration of our lives to find the truth that God has given to us, then we walk with him. We have his blessings, and we have his hand of fellowship. So as long as we are careful to attend to the truth, he will allow us to walk with him, and we will be in agreement with him. So that's the lesson for you this morning. And I pray that each and every one of us would walk with him, that we would put him first above all of the cares of the world. There are many cares that will distract us, that will try to convince us that certain things are more important or more valuable, but they are not. He is the only one who knows the way. And we cannot walk with him unless we are agreed, unless we are obeying him, submitting ourselves to him, and submitting ourselves to each other as we walk in the truth. So again, with that, the lesson is yours this morning. If we can help you walk in the way with God, we pray that you would make that known as we stand and sing the song that has been selected.